Welcome back to Beauty Time. If you're new here, I'm Kim.
And I'm Riss. And this is Beauty Time.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes. Hi. How are you? How you been?
How you been?
Well, today, you know, today was not a great day.
It's a, what's the word? I was
like
going to say
black cat, but a day, a rain cloud.
No, I was going to describe the weather here.
The opposite of a rainbow. Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot here in New York. It's an unseasonably
it's 90
warm
degrees outside
day.
It's like sweaty butt cheeks day.
Yeah.
And if you're fat, your body parts stick together like your back rolls.
I hate that.
Makes
or my,
you cranky.
Or your legs rub together like
my
mine.
Legs always rub together. They've rubbed together since I was born.
Me too.
I've never ever had a thigh gap. I don't know what that feels like. My mom is a skinny bitch and she has a thigh gap. Her thighs have never rubbed. And yeah. She admitted that to me and I was like, bitch.
Same.
What the fuck does that feel like?
I don't
or
know.
Not feel like because
I don't know.
They're not touching.
I don't know what
do
it feels
feel
like.
Do you feel the air like when you walk, like between like
maybe hotter days
really know.
Are more tolerable. But
probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, because then you gotta buy shit from like Mega Babe called Chub Rub or whatever the fuck it's called. Like they gotta buy products like that. Those exist for people with legs like me. I mean, good for them.
Well,
make that bank.
It's a good thing you have a product later for those smelly
butt cheeks.
Butts.
Yes.
Yeah, this episode we have a couple products coming at you. We have two products each.
Yeah.
Two
dose.
Yeah. Two beauty. Two not beauty.
Yeah.
But cool nonetheless.
Very cool.
And then we also have we actually had a listener write in to us and ask our advice on a situation.
Yep.
So we're going to anonymously read her message and discuss what we would do
in her situation.
And then we'll ask you guys what you would do.
Yeah. We'll take it to the streets.
We'll bring it to the pod.
Yeah.
We got some products and we got.
Do you hear that? That's the tea.
Riss has her iced coffee. I got a coffee product for your iced coffee later. Actually,
yes.
A coffee holder for your iced coffee.
I'm
later.
Actually really excited about that product because it is super cute. So
that one was brought to us by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never seen it. So thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, friend. Rebecca.
Yeah. So we. Also, before we get into our products, we wanted to talk about a couple things that have been going on while we have been absent.
We do?
These little things. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So we got some affiliate codes for you guys.
We do.
Have been diligently working to
behind
find.
Scenes.
Yeah. To find products that are worth your money. And we got you discounts on them, too.
We did, because we're those bitches.
Because that's the point here, right?
That's the point. Find you codes, save you money. Because
yeah.
We're all fucking poor here.
Yeah.
And if you're not poor, get out.
Good for you.
No, just kidding.
Give me some money.
Yeah.
Fund this podcast.
Give me some money. Yeah. Contribute.
But
write it off on your taxes.
Yes, please.
Donate.
Donate to a charitable cause.
Okay. Us.
Yes, me.
Kidding. We're just, it's real life, whatever. Everybody's fucking poor these days. So it's very on trend.
Yeah. So we have some affiliate links and codes and we will link them in our episode description and we will tell you what they are a little later in the episode.
Yeah.
They are products that have been brought to the pod before. So they're no stranger to the pod.
Nope.
And it's stuff we've used and it's stuff we like.
But
so.
You know who didn't give us a code yet?
IVAC. That little vacuum company
IVAC.
That ghosted us. But
IVAC.
Well,
please.
That brings me to the next thing. We're no longer only known on TikTok for our vacuum content.
Because we're actually funny.
So, I'm so happy to shed that.
To shed that skin.
It's like literally, if you guys are listening to the
for the first time
because you started following us on TikTok because of our memes, thank you. You've come to the right place. You have a great sense of humor.
You found your people.
You guys are basically our target audience. If you never listened before, I can't pronounce anything ever, so get used to it.
And I say facts that I will swear on my life are true, and they're not.
Are not.
I come to find out I'm fucking wrong. So wrong.
It sound right.
It but... sounded so good coming out of my mouth, but I'm fucking wrong. I need to fact check.
Yeah. So we got some. So we're happy to have a little bit more of a variety of content up on our TikTok that people are actually enjoying and are fun. Yeah. It's fun to post and people are relating to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of those TikToks we have either talked about here plenty of time. We are hairstylists. Well, Riss was a hairstylist. I still am currently. But that's why we know how you guys all feel. But I wanted to get into the last announcement quickly before we get into the products in this episode. So we're super excited to announce that we now have an Amazon storefront. And if you don't know what an Amazon storefront is, it's basically a link that will take you to a page with a few different lists that you can purchase through Amazon. And we're going to have a list specifically for products that we talk about in episodes. That's going to be the featured products list. And then me and Riss will have our own separate lists of just stuff that we find that we think are worth sharing with you that we haven't talked about on the episode. So we have two products from this episode specifically that will be on the Amazon storefront. And then you guys can check that out by clicking on the link in our show notes. It will be labeled as Amazon storefront. And we do make a small commission from anything that you do purchase from us. But anything that we always talk about on this podcast is stuff that we genuinely think is cool and worth sharing with you guys. So this just makes it much easier for you guys to access the things that we talk about. And so we're excited about that. So go check that out. We also wanted to let everybody know we have figured out a new schedule for releasing episodes and recording. So we are going to be kind of quarterly now. So this is our spring episode. We'll be back in the summer in about July. Look for us around then. Then we'll be back in the fall for, of course, October, our anniversary episode. And then we will finish out the year strong with our weird gifts episode in December, our winter episode. So we're excited to be back. We're excited to have more of a consistent schedule for all of you. And since you guys will know like when to look out for us. And yeah. So would you like me to go first or do you want to go first? Do you want to get the butt wipes wiping through this episode?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I found this company called Good Wipes, and I was just like grocery shopping, doing like a pickup ahead order because I'm a lazy fuck and I just can't go to the grocery store anymore. But why I chose them is because they are basically made from only good stuff, and they're not full of like the bullshit really that like baby wipes or like flushable wipes are made with. So they are also flushable and they're plant-based. So they're made from wood pulp soaked in purified water, and they are actually flushable. The packaging also kind of got me because it's really funny. So it has like a little bit of humor to it, and it says that these wipes pair well with the moment you realize that you may hate the world, but you can't deny the fresh feeling. And then, you may hate the word, excuse me, because it has hashtag justice for moist, because people hate that word, moist. and then it says also good for any and all restroom activities, ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. Like, who does an ABC in the bathroom? What's it even mean? Anyone dealing with that TOM, meaning time of the month, before and after a date, in parentheses, they say trust us. I guess. I don't know. It's also good for after your coffee kicks in, a post sweat sesh refresh. That was really hard to say. And itchy butts, hashtag leave nothing behind. Just fucking funny. Like, my butt wipes are telling me that it's good for after a date and that they have itchy butts. Anyways, am I the only one that finds humor in this? I hope you're laughing. It's designed with love and crafted with soul in Atlanta. That's what it says in the packaging. But it's responsibly manufactured in China. So I'm hoping that means they pay their employees a livable wage.
Yeah, that's not like Shein.
Yeah, I hope it's not like slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
Quality assurance approved. So it also says not to worry about fragrance. Because the one that I got is lavender. It just happened to be the one that they had in the store. They're hypoallergenic and safe for sensitive skin. They are toxin-free. They're organic aloe and vitamin E. But it says that their fragrances are made with hydrosols, which is basically soaking materials in water. Like, for example, roses or like lavender blossoms. You soak them in water, and then that's how you get the fragrance.
Interesting.
They are extra large. They're like really big. So like, I guess if you have a big ass, I don't know, just covers a lot of bases, literally. And there's the little... end tagline says no grossness, no problems, always balanced, and only the good stuff. Good wipes.
So yeah, a question.
Go ahead.
Is it marketing like a full body wipe? Like, use it everywhere, or is it just mainly sensitive areas?
No, it's marketing a full body wipe because it says that, well, I'm taking it as a full body wipe, but if it's good enough for your privates, you could probably like wipe it all over your like other body parts. It does say don't eat them.
Okay.
But it's fair. Every company has to put that. You know why they put those things on packaging?
Because
somebody
happened.
Did it. It's happened. And then complained and probably won a lawsuit, like that lady that fucking won the lawsuit against McDonald's for burning her crotch with the coffee. No, do you remember that?
No.
Do you also remember the woman who sued McDonald's for getting her fat?
No.
Oh, jam. I think this is one of those times where I'm saying things that aren't true, but I think they are. But I might do a quick Google search and come back. That's what I heard.
Allegedly.
It has directions for use, by the way. Use only one wipe per flush, flushable per INDA guidelines. Unfortunately, not all systems can or will accept your wipes, but if your system can handle it, don't flush it. But be respectful and dispose in a trash can. It's like so nice.
Yeah.
It's telling you to be respectful. Failure to follow these instructions may result in a clogged system and or property damage. if you're a renter, aka clog the toilet. It says don't flush though if you're using an RV, marine, or aviation system.
Have you flushed them?
Yeah.
And no problems.
No problems yet.
Okay.
But I also told my kid, one fucking wipe.
Yeah.
One wipe per, not one wipe, like action of wiping.
Yeah.
Like one cloth wipe.
Yeah.
Per transaction.
Yes.
Because she goes a little fucking bananas with toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because she's 10 and she's like, I must use a whole roll for pee. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. Without giving too much away in my family, we started to need wipes again.
Yeah.
So I got these as a solution.
Well, wipes are always good.
Yeah.
There's no cleaner feeling than a wipe like
that.
And
like in America, we don't use a bidet. That's a fact. I know that. That's a European thing.
It's like a power washer for your butt.
It is. Power washer for your ass.
We just got an actual power washer. That thing's amazing.
I thought you were going to be like, we got a bidet.
No. No.
Because I know you could get those little add-ons to your toilet, which I think are really fucking weird. And it's just, it's like, America, stop it. You're not Europe. But we as Americans don't have those things as a norm. So we usually rely on wipes, and we haven't figured out that we should just, I guess, have bidets instead of clogging our pipes with wipes.
Yeah.
But we haven't. So here we are, the wipes. The quality of the wipe too. It doesn't like crumble apart and like turn linty and leave shit behind. And it also does smell like lavender, like legitimately. Here, smell my butt wipes. See, look, and it says because butts deserve better when you open it up, and the little, you know, the little flap when you open up the.
I can smell it, and my nose isn't even up there yet.
It doesn't feel like oily or greasy or anything like that. It's got a nice. I don't want to say texture and talk about a wipe, but it has a nice texture. It's a little weird, but whatever.
Yeah, it smells good. It smells like essential oils.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not lying and there aren't essential oils in there, because some people have irritations to that.
Yeah. Why does it have bacon and eggs on the back?
What? I don't know.
It has bacon and an egg.
Is that what those are? I thought it was a flower and some grass.
I don't know. It looks like bacon. Wait.
It's a poll. You guys decide. Is this bacon
or flour and grass? I saw they have other types too. I didn't click on what else, but you have the purple.
They do have other types, yeah.
The purple package.
Yep.
Well, that's a good product. Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good to have a wipe.
I'm into it. I'm always looking for things that are A, not going to fuck up my pipes, and B, that are just like good and not full of garbage. Because baby wipes are actually shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a product called Water Wipes, which is like literally water and cotton, but I'm not plugging that today.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk about it.
We're not linking those.
We're not linking water wipes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how much also, I mean, like, really, who wants to hear about butt wipes the whole episode? So.
Well, I mean.
I don't know. This was not the beauty product, by the way.
No.
Also good for your face. Just kidding. Probably. It probably is good for your face.
If it's skin safe.
Yeah.
You could probably use it.
I would probably use it like for your underarms or something after a workout, like it says.
Yeah.
Just, you know, maybe use a wipe for your underarms and then another wipe for your nether.
Yeah. Don't use them all. Don't use a communal wipe.
Yeah. And throw that one in the garbage.
Well, you said you got those at the grocery store.
I did.
At ShopRite. I don't know where ShopRite is, if it's in all of other states.
I have no idea. They're actually $3.49 singularly. And if you do shop at ShopRite, they're on sale right now for $3 a piece. But on Amazon, they sell them in packages of like 8, 3, 5, whatever. So you can get them like that. They're bundled, and it's the same online too at goodwipes.com. And they're going to be in the storefront. Yep. They had a 3-pack for $15.
Okay.
And then it goes up from there. So do your own research.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome. That was a little sassy. I don't know why, but.
What?
I was like, do your own research. Oh. Like, that was sassy. Like, what's wrong with me?
Do it.
Do it.
Look yourself.
Yeah, I'm busy. I did this much for you. Wow, I'm a nice mom. I will not be doing her homework.
Well, that was good product.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing your research.
It's like a really long time to talk about.
Butt wipes?
Ass wipes.
Yeah. Well, we'll move along from there.
It's not just asses. It's the front too.
Well, I have something completely not even related to a butt or a wipe.
Thank God.
Actually.
Let's move.
Actually.
Well, when your coffee kicks in.
I was going to say.
Good wipes will be there to catch your shit.
So we have a product today by somebody named Kate Gabrielle. And you may have seen this on TikTok because it did go viral there. And that's where I was shown this.
But because it was viral.
Because
it
was,
pushed it to Kim.
Yep. Actually, pushed it to our friend, and she sent it to me because I actually never saw it.
She knows you so well.
Yeah. And okay. So what is it, you're asking?
What is it, you say?
A purse, a pocketbook, if you will, that has a slot in the middle for your coffee tumbler.
Super fucking useful.
So first of all, these bags are really cute.
They are.
And they come in a variety of colors. They also come in a variety of sizes. And they also come in a variety of cups that they hold.
Yes.
So there's some that also hold Stanley cups.
Yes, for the trendy girlies.
For the trendy girlies. And if you don't want to pay $40 for a Stanley cup, go on that website, Temu. As seen on TikTok. But they're really cool. They range. You can go on to get one. You can go on kategabrielle.com. She has other products too, but these are her original cup holder purses designed by her. And right now they're on pre-order. I imagine she's a small business. So
not anymore.
She's got to get a manufacturer because
yeah, she had to pre-order them.
Blew up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks TikTok, making things viral. IVAC, looking at you.
Yeah. So if you pre-order a bag, you won't get it until August or September. But I think the pre-sale ended, so maybe this doesn't even help you at all.
This doesn't apply.
Maybe not help you at all.
Oh fuck.
But the prices range from about $57 for the smallest bag to, how much is the biggest bag? 70. So yeah, there are two price points, 57 and 70.
That's really not bad for a purse, honestly.
It's not.
When people pay 2,000 for whatever the fuck they pay 2,000 for, like 70 bucks. Come on, it's fine.
Yeah.
Is it vegan leather?
Let me see some. Okay. Material is faux leather with silver and metal accents.
There you go.
So the biggest bag is, okay, this one's the big bag. So it's 7.5 inches tall, 12 inches long, and 5.5 inches wide.
It's kind of like a piece of paper.
So
it's like kind of the size of a sheet piece of paper. What the fuck?
The handles are 25 inches long and an inch wide. So it includes a detachable, adjustable 56-inch long strap. I'm talking about the $70 one, which is the cool one with the tumbler holder in the middle. Yeah. So it has storage on each side. It also, the metal accents have little hearts.
Yeah, I saw just that. Cute. Those, anything heart-related, I think is cute because of my last name, but whatever. Is that silly? Is that stupid?
Hmm. No, it's cute.
Okay.
I would probably feel the same.
Yeah.
If that was me.
Yeah.
It comes in a branded drawstring dust bag. Okay. It includes this black one I clicked on, includes a spooky and hydrated keychain.
The keychain is hydrated? Was it dehydrated?
It says spooky and hydrated, the keychain says.
Oh. I thought it meant the keychain was hydrated. I'll see myself out.
The cup is not included. And the bag has two zipper pockets and two magnetic pockets. And it has a zipper pocket on the back. And it says your lining color can be different.
You can keep your wipes in there.
So it says things to keep in mind if you happen to purchase this bag. Don't use this bag to hold hot drinks. The lining is waterproof, but they recommend using a neoprene sleeve on non-insulated cups to prevent condensation.
Oh, okay.
Make sure the lid on your drink is secure. Mm-hmm. Not like your cup today.
I needed this bag today. It wasn't the lid that was the problem, Kim. It was me that was the problem. My hand, my stupid finger. I went to go grab the cup.
Yeah.
This is another reason why I was salty today. I'm sorry to rain on your parade, but like Kim already knows.
It's okay.
I fucking knocked my cup over and spilled water all over my floor and it got in my molding. I had to clean it up and I was late. Story of my life. I literally just stopped and stared at it for a minute and was just like...
in disbelief.
I was like that meme of Ben Affleck with the cigarette, like when he's outside, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That was me for a minute without a cigarette. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to get the fucking towels. Here we go. And then I cleaned it and then I was late. But whatever. I needed that bag. I needed my cup safely contained somewhere. Well, so all I had to do was pick up my bag and fucking go.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why this product, I thought of me, like I've told you off air, mm-hmm. I thought of me going to work with 12 bags in my hand and my cup in my hand.
Was a good idea.
Hanging on by a thread.
Just like holding it by the straw. Like
literally, like,
does involve.
While I'm bringing the garbage cans back.
You know what I mean? But that's every girl. Yeah. I feel like that's every girl, like always multitasking with 1,000 bags. Like people make fun of it in videos and they're like, girl's getting in a car versus boy's getting in a car.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah, that's me getting in the car, going to work.
Yep.
So this bag is cute because it's functional like a regular purse. It's not like a tote bag. And it's not like your cup's hanging out of the top. Like, it's not mm-mm. going anywhere.
No, it's securely
it's
in there.
It's like a Starbucks, like, venti size cup that it can fit snugly. And
which is a fucking huge cup.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So it also says, don't cry over spilled milk. They're not responsible for spilled beverages. Okay. Colors may appear different on each computer. That's mm-hmm. not relevant. No coupon codes. Okay. They also said that their product's patent pending, and it's an original bag designed by Kate Gabrielle. So beware of cheap imitations. So if you try Googling it and find something similar, it won't be as cute, probably.
It's less guaranteed.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. When they said a neoprene sleeve, I guess they're talking about like a Java sock. Do you know what that
is? I guess like the stretchy, like
it's like an insulated, it's like, what is it called? It's like a cozy for your coffee.
Yeah.
Or like a beer cozy for your coffee.
Yes.
But one of the brands is called Java Sock. They're cute. I have one. I like them.
Have you seen the ones that look like little coats that you put on your cup of coffee?
No, but the vodka I bought over the holiday season
had a coat,
a sweater with arms, I might add. And I was like, why does this bottle of vodka have arms on the sweater? What does that say about me?
What were the arms? But they have, it seems like every bag that you get comes with a different keychain. Like this pink one comes with a watering can that says cute and hydrated, which is cute.
Oh, and the black one says spooky and hydrated.
Spooky and hydrated. And then there's a green one that comes with the same cute and hydrated one. Okay. So there's three colors in the biggest one. Then there's the second one. So what is this? There's this one that comes with, there's a smaller size, which is the $57 size.
But that only has one
side. One side. And one cup holder, but it's not in the middle. It's just like if you cut the first one
in half.
But it comes with these cute little, they look like pins, I think. I don't know.
It looks like a little, like a bulletin board.
Yeah.
On the front. It's cute. It's got like a little frame.
I was just seeing if it said, if they were pins or not. But yeah. So they have two different ones, a black and a pink one that has like a collection of different little things on the front. And then they have three different colors in something similar, but it's just a pocket and the cup holder. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, actually, no, there's a purple one in the big size, too.
Hmm.
Same keychain.
The keychain thing is really cute to me.
It's very cute.
It's, like, sweet.
And for all you Stanley girlies, they have two different colors in those, and they have a little cutout for your handle on your Stanley.
So oh, yeah.
It's like snug.
Yeah, because like this, the handle is huge. It's not going anywhere.
And that's $57 too. And it looks like the Starbucks tumbler looking one, just with the handle cut out. Oh, no, there's a purple one in the, yeah. Seems like they have about 3 to 4 colors in each style.
So I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah, so you can get that at KateGabrielle.com when she's doing a pre-order. It seems like her pre-order literally just ended 2 days ago. So you'd have to just, I would follow her Instagram. I think it's still Kate Gabrielle. Just look her up. You'll do your own research. But I would check back on her website.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Yes, this is not on Amazon.
No.
So
because beware of cheap imitations.
Yes.
By her own words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Kate Gabrielle. I'm on her Instagram right now. Yeah. Kate Gabrielle is her Instagram. But do you know what is on Amazon? Really quick.
Literally everything else.
Everything you could possibly dream of. But I found little to go. Well, I didn't find it. I saw it online. Somebody else posted about it.
To go.
Coffee pod. The little cold brew pods.
Yeah.
So this girl, I am Julie K. She always stocks her purses with all these little tiny things. And she calls it purse coffee. You can find these on our Amazon storefront. I'm going to link them for your coffee purse. So the company's called Saturn Bird, and they're just these little they look like little plastic pods that have instant coffee in them. They have different they have medium, light, whatever, different flavors of coffee. And you basically just take it in your bag. And when you're ready to use it and make yourself a little coffee, you just pour the coffee in about 9 to 10 ounces of water, cold water, stir it and enjoy. So you got an instant cold brew.
Instant delicious cold brew.
So I'll link that in our Amazon storefront. They have a bunch of different kinds, and you can either buy a multi-pack of different varieties, a variety pack.
I like a variety pack.
Or you can buy whichever one sounds most interesting to you.
Because like Folgers has those little instant coffee packets, but they taste like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully these taste better.
I hope so. I'm
going to have to try them.
They do have good reviews. And you can get 24 of them for $35. It's a little expensive.
A little expensive.
But
coffee is expensive, you know, expensive crap.
Yeah. So that was just my little add-on.
And the prices are only going up of things because, damn it, life isn't fair. Damn it, inflation.
Yeah. Actually, they have smaller packs, too, that aren't as expensive. They're like $20.
All right, we'll start there.
We'll start. I'll link those. 35.
Do your own research.
Yeah, do your own research. So that was it for our non-beauty products today, but we do have some beauty products, and Riss has one she's mm-hmm. going to share with all of you.
I do. This one is also due to increased demand, out of stock at the moment, but you can also pre-order it. So it is, the company is called Go Play Cosmetics, like Go Play. And I chose to talk about the lips kit. And it is, I don't know if you guys, have you seen like going around, it's also another viral thing, or it was viral at one point, where you make your own foundation out of primary colors.
Yes.
So this is the same concept, but it's for lip color. And they give you primary colors, red, yellow, blue, black, and white. Black and white are not primary colors, but they're in there mm-hmm. because that's how you lighten or darken a shade. So they give you those five colors, and a little bit about it is that it's long lasting, can used as it's waterproof. You can also use it on your eyes for eyeliner, ooh, eyeshadow, or blush.
Cool.
So you could technically do a whole face with it, especially yeah. if you wanted to get really crafty and you like do color theory. You could like literally make any color.
Yeah.
From those colors. Although I was talking to one of my friends recently, and she was like, she sent me this really cool video about how red, blue, and yellow are actually not the primary colors. It's cyan, magenta, and yellow primary colors. But that is a rabbit hole to go down another day.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. I could link that video.
Oh, yeah, we can.
I could link that about color theory.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. So, but this is cool. So where I found this was actually, you sent me that Nikki Tutorials tutorial. Mm-hmm. She found it. She's probably the one that sold it out. So it's out of stock right now. Because right now, the pre-order is for $69. It's normally $79. So if you do want to try this, according to Nikki, it is kind of a lot of work. You have to like do a lot of maneuvering with the tubes to get the color product to come out, because you're supposed to be able to just like twist it, pump it like one of those old school pens. Do you remember those pens that had yes. like the red, blue, yes. green, black, like the four sides where you just click the side down at a time?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that, but with makeup in it.
Yeah.
But it basically, so you pump the top section by section, and then there's like a little catch basin at the bottom that like you twist on and off, and then it's your mixing dish. So you unscrew that after you've like, you know, it gives you a little formula page to give you like a head start on what colors would make what, and, you know, like inspiration colors to try. But I mean, if I had it, I would just go buck wild and start pumping like a bunch of different shit. I'd be like, fuck all. And throw caution to the wind.
Does it give you any like info on how to make certain colors?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It gives you a paper, like a little booklet on like what ratio, like how many pumps of blue, red, and white would make, you know, a pink or mm-hmm. a purple or a mauve or whatever. And then you follow that recipe, quote unquote. And then so it goes in that little catch basin dish, that little mixing dish. You unscrew it and then you mix it together. They give you a mixing brush that you apply it with, the mixing brush.
Mm-hmm.
And then voila. And it's supposed to be like a comfortable formula that lasts all day. It's waterproof. It's supposed to stand say for a few hours. And then it comes off easily.
Do they sell replacement colors for it?
I did not see that, but I imagine they would.
Yeah.
I imagine they would have to.
Yeah, because if not, that would be a very expensive experiment making lipsticks.
Yeah,
and then never being able to make it again.
Yeah, yeah. No. It also it also comes with a convenient travel pouch, and then, like I was trying to say before, the instruction card, but I just didn't have the word. They call them liquid lipstick bullets.
Okay, cool.
So that's what it's called. So I guess you would just order separate lipstick bullets. So the texture is matte, and like I was saying, it is waterproof. It's long lasting, no smudge. So it's got a comfortable wear, but there is something they sell called moisture drops, which you add a couple of those to the dish, that mixing dish or whatever, in before you apply it, and then it would be a cream finish.
Really cool.
It is
so cool.
I think it is really cool. I always love shit like this where you feel like a mad scientist. I love it.
And in her video, the lipstick was very pigmented.
Yes.
Like it looked very good.
It was a very dark color that she chose, but I like that color, like a vampy, like maroon, dark red. Like I'm all here for that kind of a color. But and it looks great on her. She's got like amazing features. The products are vegan, they're cruelty-free, and they are certified sustainable and plastic neutral. I don't know what the fuck certified sustainable and plastic neutral means, but they are that. And then
your own research.
I mean, it has a list of ingredients on the website as well. So if you had any sort of like allergies or you were like, I'm not going to use silicone. Sorry to tell you it's in there, but you know, whatever. And then it has a bunch of reviews on the website as well that you can go and look and do your own research. but if you wanted to do that pre-sale, it doesn't say when the pre-sale ends, but it is saying that it is $10 off the original price of $79. So pre-sale for $69.
What's the website we can find
that? It says expected dispatch in 25 to 30 days, so a month.
What's the what?
What is the website we can find that on?
GoPlayCosmetics.com, but I will also link that in the show notes.
Yes.
So you will have a direct link. I don't believe this is on Amazon.
No, I looked for it. It's not.
Oh, so Kim did your research. Yep. So you can use Apple Pay to buy it too, or pay however you want and just click the button and pre-order it and then it comes. Honestly, it seems like a really fucking cool thing. I did not get it yet. No, I did not. I'm not going to lie. But I also don't really wear a ton of makeup anymore. And it's so sad to me, but I had to let a lot of my products go because of COVID, because we were all wearing masks and not going anywhere. So all my makeup expired and I have not really replaced a ton of it because I don't think I use it fast enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like for lip products
yeah.
at this point, like, cause sometimes I'm still wearing a mask depending on where I'm going and the bylaws for state to state, like our state here in New York, sometimes you still have to wear a mask in like a doctor's office. And
right. Yes.
I spend a lot of time in those with my children.
Yeah.
Always sick. And then at my job, I get to look like a troll and get paid. So I don't really wear makeup at all
Same.
At work anymore, which is like Same. Really sad. But it's but the reason like why I still love doing the podcast is because I love makeup and beauty so
Yes.
much that like even though I don't use it in my everyday as much as I used to anymore, I'm still invested
Yeah.
in learning about it, finding out about it, doing my own research.
Well, I mean, back in the day in 2016 when beauty was at its height, I was buying, I was waiting for things to be released. I was buying stuff when it came out.
The lines.
It was like a whole different world.
It really was. I had somebody come into the store. I used to work at Ulta, spoiler, and they were buying the James Charles palette for their daughter. And
yeah.
he came from fucking New Jersey because online
wow.
it said we had one in stock. And yeah. we were like, sir, call before you come from New Jersey. And he
yeah.
literally got into a fight with the manager and had to be escorted out of the store because he was so fucking wild.
Over James fucking Charles.
Predator Charles and his 13-year-old daughter. We were like, sir, your daughter's 13. Could you comment? Could you maybe not?
He really needs to be removed from the country.
Cancel culture.
Yeah, please.
Everybody turns into a fucking concert.
But yeah. Sorry. You guys, if you've never seen it, please look up James Charles at the Morphe. It was like some Morphe store opening, I think, or a palette release.
But
and
that
he
has
was,
to be old because didn't all the Morphe stores close?
Yeah, it was an old video and he was literally.
Their products are full of garbage, apparently.
Didn't they go out of business?
Illegal garbage.
Morphe went out of business, didn't they?
they close their stores.
Yeah.
We have to do our own research. Yeah, oh my God. I'm going to Google right now.
I don't want to.
What kind of a podcast would this be if we didn't talk a little shit?
But he, look it up, because he was literally singing. I don't even know what song that was, but he was singing with a microphone over a song. Probably
like fucking something by Rihanna, which you should never attempt to cover.
Right.
Just leave the queen to her songs.
Well, everyone was awkwardly standing around in front of this store in the mall, staring at him, singing this song. And he thought he was doing something. Like, really.
They were probably just like... Is this over yet?
Like, can we go inside now?
Are we getting paid
to buy whatever? No, it's crazy. Beauty has really changed. And
yeah, it's weird. It's a weird space. It's being very transitional again.
Yeah.
But I like that.
The beauty creators are on TikTok now. They're not, everything's short form content. Nobody's watching YouTube like they used to anymore. Jeffree Star retired from reviews until Lashgate 2023 with
Michaela.
He came he released the Kraken and is doing reviews now. But anyway,
I think after watching Erin Parsons, the makeup artist, who by the way is a fucking legend, I don't know if anyone else, you guys must if you're beauty enthusiasts, but if you don't know who Erin Parsons is, do your own goddamn research. She's a fucking queen, okay? And she's amazing. And she actually backed her up and said, like, oh, when we had to do commercial makeup for like lash brands or whatever, you weren't allowed to use falsies.
Yeah.
You were not allowed to use, I sounded like an 80-year-old woman. You weren't allowed to use false lashes.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to actually produce the desired effect by using the mascara.
Yeah.
And she showed us how she did that. Yes. She got that technique. And I tried it on myself and it does make a fucking difference.
Really?
Yes. It really does fucking work the way she does it.
Yeah.
You have to follow her step-by-step instructions. And it actually looks like you have fake lashes on. Michaela has all the time in the world to make her eyes look perfect.
Yeah.
She's showing you a 3-minute clip on TikTok or Instagram or whatever she was like, you know, advertising it on. But she could have sat in the mirror for 12 fucking hours with a fucking pin, making sure every lash was combed and perfect. They really could have been real lashes. They really
we'll
could have been.
We'll never know, because she's never going to say.
I think her
PR team was smart.
I feel like I believe her.
I don't know. I don't know if I do.
I know. It does look really fake.
Yes.
But I feel like that's the point of the mascara.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I'm like team... Michaela's telling the truth. Okay. But I don't know. I was like, bitch, no. She clearly lied.
I don't know. We'll never know. But it's crazy because, you know, that's why I also love this podcast one of the many reasons, but it does keep me still involved in the makeup and the beauty. Even if I'm not applying it to myself, I'm still like, wow, that's really cool. I really want, like, the glitter eyeshadow palettes I send you. Like, where the fuck am I going that I'm wearing that? But it's
glitter
cool.
Anymore? No, never. But 2016 me was wearing glitter every day.
Absolutely, you were.
Absolutely. And a full liquid matte lip.
Yes.
And some form of contour. And my face hated it.
Well, remember when we went to IMATS and everyone looked the same?
Yes. Yep. Everyone had a thick ass wing liner on, fake lashes, full glam, full contour, heavy, full coverage foundation.
For a Sunday afternoon.
Not a ton of blush and a full liquid matte lip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And glitter eyeshadow of some form of shimmery fucking eyeshadow.
Yep.
So I was looking up the, it says that they didn't go out of business, but they just closed all their stores. So they're back to being online only, which is what they started out as, was like online only. But then it says it launched in 2008 and promoted itself on social platforms, makeup for the creators, blah, blah, blah. But then it was quote unquote, according to NBC.com, that it was embroiled in collaborator controversy, including accusations of racism against Jeffree Star and allegations that James Charles sent sexual messages to minors, which we were talking about. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, wait a second. They also collaborated with Jaclyn Hill.
Yep.
They also collaborated with Larlar Banks. Mm-hmm. Fucking what's her name?
Laura Lee. Yeah.
I can't fucking stand that handle.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, Jar Jar?
Jar Jar Binks.
She doesn't actually look like Jar Jar Binks, but Larlar Lee is like, what the fuck are you doing? And then Mario? No. What's his name?
Manny?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Manny. All controversial motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And Nikita Dragon.
She disappeared. I don't know what happened to her.
She got arrested or some shit.
Yeah. I think she had a mental health crisis or something.
Okay. Is that what's going on?
I think.
Okay.
But
so remember, like, the four of them, as far as controversy goes and being in the public eye, they were all working all for them, Morphe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the time, too. And then Morphe was like, we're cutting ties.
Yeah, they had, you just know how many collections they had to pull off their website?
Correct. And I just feel bad because they've just been like hit after hit. Like, how many times can a company take like a controversial front person, like spokesperson, and their brand keeps taking hits? Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, so my final product and our final product of the pod today is a at-home waxing kit. And it is called the brand that makes it is Salon Perfect, but it's called Slick Wax Kit.
Not for the faint of heart, to wax yourself.
I know, but if you do, basically, I saw this on TikTok also where I find everything, but you can get this at Walmart. It is $19.99, and it comes with a silicone mug, basically, that you put in the microwave to melt your wax, and it comes with a tub of wax beads for $20, which isn't too bad.
That's a really good price because, I mean, for the same shit, with my license, I paid, like, way more than that.
Yeah.
For a satin smooth wax warmer.
Yeah, so it literally looks like a little coffee cup. Yeah, it's cute. But it's wax. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's silicone. And it comes with what flavor is this?
Flavor. You don't eat it.
What scent is it? It comes with this one scent, but there are other ones that you can buy. There's a rainbow sherbet pack that you could get. It literally looks like sherbet.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
And it's lime, raspberry, and tangerine scented, so that's a separate thing.
It's literally like the Dolly Madison fucking sherbet that I can't find anywhere in my life anymore.
and that one is a big tub of it, so it's $20.
Like a hairy body.
Like if you need a lot of beads body. And a lot of scents.
Like if you got a big back.
$20. Yeah. And let me pull up the other scents. One is dragon fruit scented. I don't even know what a dragon fruit scent is. Smells like
vitamin water.
And they also sell ones that look like little gummy bears, which everyone was freaking out about.
I would
also
eat, but not
for consumption
because I'll die.
Strawberry and peach scented. They're little peach and pink gummy bears. So
pink and orange are statistically
cute.
No, well, yes, but also those colors together. They do something to your brain where you want to buy, where you want to consume. That's why Ulta, Dunkin' Donuts, they're pink and orange.
Oh.
Yeah, it's science to make you spend more money.
Well, I mean, they make like, them gummy bears looking.
It was like a survey done to like people with like consumer logos and which one they gravitated to more. Pink and orange one.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
So interesting.
Science and color are really fucking cool. Like the color red makes you hungry. Just for no reason.
Yeah.
And then like the color blue like calms you, apparently. Like people find the color blue calming. It has a calming effect.
I must see a lot of red. I'm hungry a lot.
It does. Red does make you angry, but also hungry. So I'm like, great. So I'm rage eating.
Rage eating. Hangry.
I'm hangry.
But the little gummy bear guys are there. It's an 8-ounce tub of it. And that is $12.97. I believe the big one.
That's
not
a bad price point.
The big one is 15 ounces, so that's why it's $20. They have a coconut melon scented one.
Oh god,
green.
Say no more.
That's also $12.97. It's the same size. And then the one that comes with the kit,
anytime something is marketed as melon, I immediately want it.
Oh, it comes with acai berry.
No, pass. I want melon.
Well, you could buy it separate.
I know.
But yeah, so it has the dragon fruit, coconut melon, acai berry it comes with, the little gummy bears, peach and strawberry scented, and then the multi-pack. They also do sell a pearl wax warmer if you're warming up beads in a cup is not your thing and you want like an actual wax warmer. They have one for $35.
I think I'd actually, to be honest, like after dealing with at-home wax and the mess it makes and like how it sticks to everything, have I actually warmer. Would honestly say no, use the mug.
Yeah,
because it's silicone so you can peel it off.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's how, so that's how you get the wax out. You let it dry and then you basically peel it out.
Wait, so is it, do you need strips for this or is it hard wax? Did you say that already?
I didn't say that yet.
Oh, okay.
Allow wax to cool on the skin until it becomes soft and pliable, about 30 seconds. Hold the skin taut and pull the wax. So yeah, it's hard wax.
Yeah, so it's quote-unquote hard wax, yeah.
So yeah, you don't need the wax strip. They do sell like posts, like oil. I don't know if it comes with it, if it comes in the kit.
A word of advice, when they say pull your skin taut, they mean it. You really need to. So if you don't have enough hands and you need someone to help you pull your skin taut, do it. Because if you pull it, and your skin's not taut, you're going to rip your skin off.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
LOL? Question mark?
L-O-L? I wasn't laughing then.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much like the gist of it. I mean, the silicone little mug is obviously reusable. And that's where you melt your wax beads and you do it in 45 second increments in the microwave and you
like chocolate.
Until it's melted. Yeah, exactly.
And I relate everything to food. What's wrong with me?
And it's, you can get it in Walmart. I think that's really the main place that they sell it.
Wally World?
The only place they sell it.
Exclusively to Wally World?
You can, they have a website, salonperfect.com. It looks like you can buy it there. Right now, the mug on that website is sold out, but you can go to Walmart and they have displays of it and it's eye-catching and really cute.
Yeah, it was.
Like, look, like, it's very I would cute. Walk into Walmart and be like, what is this?
Well, marketing is everything.
It is. It's cute and colorful.
Packaging is everything.
Pastel-y.
That's why they spend so much money on packaging.
Yeah.
Because it really does get you to buy it.
Look at your wipes.
My good wipes?
Yeah.
I was in the market for some wipes and they popped purple. Up and they were purple. So I was like, lavender. That's what I like.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much your standard little wax kit. It's very, it looks very convenient. I've never seen one that you can, that comes in a silicone mug like that.
No, me either.
Maybe there's one that exists like that, but I've never seen it. And let me see, does it have anything, does it do anything special? Does it claim anything special? Oh, it comes with an applicator too.
Oh, here's another pro tip when you're waxing. If you are doing this with your friends, get them their own stick and don't double dip.
Don't cross-contaminate.
Yep. So if you used a pot of wax, that's your wax. And when they have a pot of wax, that's their wax. Do not do what the nail salons do and use the same fucking stick in the same fucking wax on everybody, because that is how you get a fucking disease.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't want your friends' diseases, don't share their wax. All right. I'm done.
Please.
I'm done here.
Basically, doesn't say anything aside from paraben and sulfate free, gentle on the skin. That's really it. I mean, get yourself some little gummy bear guys.
Gummy bear wax.
No strips.
Watch
needed.
Them melt. And dissolve into the abyss.
Yeah.
And then spread their bodies on your skin.
And you, like I said, you can get them in Walmart or on the Walmart app. They are not sold out on the Walmart app or the Walmart website.
Not yet.
But they will be after this podcast. but to search it, it's Slick with two I's. So Slick Wax, S-L-I-I-C-K.
Sick.
And that's really it. So that's it for our products this episode. Hope you enjoyed our little mix of stuff. We like to throw in some random things sometimes.
They loved it. That's what you came here for.
They did.
Us to sass you about doing your own research.
That's the theme of this
You came
episode.
Here to be abused.
They came and they were like, wow, little sasses they are.
Sasses.
Little brat.
You little sassy, sassy assies.
So the other thing we wanted to do on this episode to finish it off was we had a listener write in and ask for our opinion.
Yeah.
And they wanted your opinion.
Our second write-in. Super cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull that up. And like I said, she asked us to and okayed us to talk about this as long as it's anonymous.
Yeah. No, we're not going to say her name, but we're just going to read it. And then you guys can also comment on it and tell us and tell her, because she did, you know, she wanted us to take it to the community. She wanted more advice on the situation, not just Kim and I's opinion, but, you know,
everybody
that's because
been in this situation.
Yeah, because we've all been there, you know, and it doesn't hurt to have a few pairs of eyes on it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so I found the message. So she said, I have a serious hair-related question, and I hope you and your following can help me with it. The salon I work at pretty much refuses to do any kind of pre-deposit or cancellation policy. The management doesn't even hold up the no-call, no-show policy here that we have. It's really affecting my income to the point that I'm considering changing salons and even putting a pause on my hair career so I can enter a job with more stable and steady income. Other beauticians and I have brought it up, but keep receiving ignorance. What is your opinion of the next step I should do? We'll start with you, Riz.
Okay. I would quit that job. I would go to another salon that valued me and my time for services, because cancellations cost everybody money, not just your stylist, but if you are working for like a standard salon, the salon loses out too.
Yeah.
Depending on if you're a booth renter or if you're, you know, commissioned or hourly, whatever, lost time is lost money.
Yeah.
You know, and however you want to charge for that, whether you charge hourly or you charge per service, it doesn't matter. It's still lost revenue. So, through doing a little bit of research, I came upon a few different sources. I won't necessarily name the sources, but having a cancellation policy on paper was one suggestion. But then going so far as to have them sign like a paper contract about cancellation policies is pretty much like the general consensus that I've like come to. Mm-hmm. And I've said that before in past episodes about like people coming in for transformations and like having like liability waivers and all of that jazz.
Yes.
And having them sign like a consent form for like results are not guaranteed. Number
right.
of sessions are not guaranteed. Like I've said that in past episodes.
Yes.
The screaming cricket. So like way back in the day.
Very old episodes.
Very old school. But I stand by signing, having your clients sign something that says that the cancellation policy is 48 hours or 24 hours or whatever your policy is set, and then enforcing that. Because if you don't, A, they're going to take advantage of you and be like, well, I didn't know that. Because if you say anything verbal, there is nothing holding you to that. If you say like, oh, this is my cancellation policy and please respect it. Oh, that's so funny. Nice try. Like,
yeah.
People are going to try it. They're
yeah.
really going to try it. They're going to try anything they can to get out of that and be the exception, because nobody thinks they deserve to pay a cancellation fee or a deposit or like have to pay half of something that they didn't actually receive.
Right.
Because everybody thinks that they're exempt and their excuses are valid. And yes, of course, like your existence is valid. You got sick. It's valid. But if you know you're sick on Tuesday and your appointment is on Wednesday, cancel on Tuesday. Don't cancel on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then you're fucking with people's money.
Right.
And most of the time, people are trying to feed families. They're trying to feed themselves. Like, they have responsibilities. Maybe they're taking care of their like sick elderly parents, you know, not just like, oh, they're a mom.
Yeah.
Like, there's more to it. Like, people have responsibilities outside of the salon. That's why they're working. They're not working for fun.
Yeah.
You guys aren't friends.
Right.
I mean, like, they respect you. So, you know, you have to respect them back and think of time in the chair is money in their pocket. So if you no show or cancel too late, they can't fill that spot, then you're literally taking money away from them.
Right.
And I'm trying to say that as respectfully as possible without, you know, offending someone saying like, well, what if I really am sick? Like, I get that. But, you know, just try to give as much notice as possible. Life happens. I get that. Trust me. I am like the queen of fucking calamities lately, but just give people notice if you can. So,
but what would you do if you were trying to enforce it, but
I would quit that salon.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like they're going to take it. So that salon doesn't seem like they're actually taking their stylist serious.
Right.
And that in itself is like a huge problem and a giant red flag. And it doesn't seem like they're ever going to change their ways or respect.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like, you know, that toxic salon owner thing that we were talking about, it sounds like this ties very much into that.
Yes.
So I don't think there's any way to change that.
Right.
They're not going to change their behavior.
Well,
so you need to leave and then make your own cancellation policy and then enforce it that way separately.
Well, because you are your own business.
Yes.
Even when you're in a salon, you're absolutely why the people come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They might give you a unhinged walk-in or two.
Unhinged doesn't cover it.
But the people stay and come back because of you.
Because of you. Yeah. Your clientele come back because of you. It's like
not the
50% talent and 50% because they do actually like you and your personality. But still, we cannot blur the lines of friendship and client.
Right.
You're not a dollar sign, but you're also not, we have to keep it professional.
And why is this salon not enforcing the policy?
Right. Are they fucking rich? Are they millionaires?
I don't understand that, especially like she didn't say she was any kind of booth renter. So it has to affect both parties if someone doesn't show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even if she was a booth renter, if she doesn't have money to pay you because her clients aren't showing up because you're not enforcing a cancellation policy, you're also not getting paid.
Right. So I guess if you're a booth renter, it might be a separate thing. I don't know. I've never been a booth renter.
No, me either.
But I imagine it's just your standard regular salon. Then they're just like, well, Sally didn't come, so whatever.
Yeah, but if you don't have money, you don't have money to
but
pay.
But why be in? I know sometimes it's hard to leave a place that you're used to, but if you want better for yourself, especially if it's really affecting your income to the point that you're like, should I quit doing this and do something else and get more stable before I do this again?
Burnout is real.
Yeah. I mean, every salon I quit, and I've said this 1,000 times, I always said I'm never doing hair again. And then I start doing it again. Here I am.
Because it's just got us in a chokehold. It's a
toxic relationship.
Toxic relationship with hair.
But if your salon owners don't respect you, why are you putting money in their pockets?
Correct. But that also goes for pretty much any job.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Like if that's how you feel about it, I would say like if your bosses don't respect you, why are you helping them make their numbers?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that both you and I within the last couple of years are pretty much like, if we don't like this job,
I will fucking quit.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Fuck all the way off.
I don't need to do this. I have free will. I could just do whatever I want.
I know.
And get paid doing something else.
It's like, yeah, it's just, I feel like sometimes I'm slightly cavalier and like a little irresponsible with that attitude. I'm very much like, well, fuck this place. I'll fucking find another job. It's not that easy to find another job sometimes. So sometimes you do have to eat a little shit.
I know.
Sometimes you do.
I know.
Like, don't ever quit. My dad always told me, don't ever quit your job until you have another one. I have definitely quit jobs with no backup and been like, whatever. And then like 6 months later, like, I can't find a job.
Right.
I ended up at a candy store, you know, like something random, but whatever. And then I met Eric. But it's if your job doesn't respect you and doesn't respect the services you're trying to provide, just you got to find something else. You got to leave.
And what kind of clientele is coming into that salon that they just unhinged blatantly don't walk-ins? Show up? Like it, you know, I think that, I mean, we sent her a personal response on her own, but we basically told her, like, if you're able to leave and find a salon that has similar values and policies, I definitely would suggest going to one like that. Or if you're able to open your own suite and implement your own boundaries and policies, do that if you can, because you'll attract clients that will respect them.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck are these people that are just not showing up to the point that it's really hurting her paycheck? Like, who? What kind of salon is? Where is this? I would like to know.
It's probably like a Supercuts. I'm just kidding.
But like, you know, it's, you shouldn't be feeding these people your money that,
oh yeah,
that they just are like, well, fuck it, they didn't show up, so whatever.
Well, I mean,
tomorrow's a new day.
Depends on how they get paid, yeah. But like, if they're commissioned, then that salon is definitely losing money because they only get paid if you get paid.
Right.
If it's hourly, it's still costing the salon money to pay you an hourly wage, but then your stylist isn't making any money. So how come you don't have any sympathy for them? Whoa, you are getting paid from your other clients? Like, lost money is lost money no matter how you cut it. Everyone suffers.
Yeah.
You know? It just seems very disrespectful. And if you are able to and you're in a position to find another job or jump to another job, then do that. Find somewhere that aligns with your, like you said, like beliefs and
yeah,
and how you feel, like your vibe.
And this person is very talented. I mean, I'm looking at her Instagram right now. And it's like, you know, it's hard because sometimes, like I said, you feel like you can't leave a place or you're too scared or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm telling you, big salons are usually all the same.
Well, this could be a privately owned small salon.
Well, I mean, like salons that aren't suites is what mm-hmm. I mean. Like yeah. big regular salons usually are kind of all the same. There are some that like people love and are happy and have been there a million years and they respect everybody and it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a dime a dozen basically, but mm-hmm. a lot of them are similar. And if you, I think the wave of the future is the suite. And if you can do it, I always recommend doing it.
Yeah.
It does take a little time and a little extra money to build it, especially if you're
yeah.
still new and building. But
it's also a little scary. It takes a little chutzpah.
It is scary. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a position where it's not even my suite, then I rent a chair in a yeah. suite. So it's a better position than just having your own. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of solos do sublet. So that's also something to look into. But
yeah.
besides the point, basically, our conclusion is
yeah.
if you can leave,
leave,
you should leave.
But then on the flip side, I'll play a little devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
The salon owners, toxic or not, are people too. And it is possible that they are scared to enforce a cancellation
right.
policy because they're scared of their clients too. Because
right.
how many of us have been in that situation where you have a boundary that you try to enforce, mm-hmm. like a cancellation policy or a liability
waiver?
Oh, yeah,
waiver, right, yeah.
And they sign it or they verbally agree and then they, you know, they like retract on it and they're like, I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time in the job I'm in currently.
Right.
We have like an agreement that you do it. You do sign it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I didn't know I had to do like a final billing cycle. I'm not paying that. And you're like, what the fuck? You agreed to it. You fucking signed a legal document.
Yeah.
It says like that you are aware of it and you get emailed a copy. But
yeah.
people will still play dumb. And sometimes people don't want to deal with it. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
afraid that they're going to lose all their clientele because they're trying to, you know, enforce this boundary or code. But then, like, you know, all the gurus say that if you, you know, weed them out and get rid of the shitty clients like that and, like, do enforce your boundaries, that you're going to get, you're going to be left with the clients that are willing to pay your prices
right.
and respect your time and your contracts.
Yeah.
And then you'll just build more from there.
Right. There's always
two sides to every story, every coin.
Yeah. But there's always a client that's going to fit with you better than another one. There'll
yeah.
always be one that will pay your prices, that will
yeah.
listen to you, that will respect you,
yeah.
that will, and it's not always easy to find all of them. It takes some time to build them and it, you know, but you just got to stay strong. And I mean, you know, I'm guilty of it too.
It's hard to do it all the time.
I do have to say I'm really lucky with my clients because a lot of them don't know show me and they do not cancel at the last
yeah,
minute.
You've weeded but them
I've,
out.
I've been doing this a while now and they've been with me a yeah. long time. So it's not like I'm dealing with new people constantly, but I do have one lady who is somebody my friend gave me and she, I like her when she's there, but it's like clockwork. She pre-books an appointment and then moves it every single time. And it's by the third movement that she actually comes in and makes the appointment. And I it happened again. And I just said to my friend that gave her to me, I was like, I really need to say something because this is every time now.
Don't give me these people anymore, friend.
But I like the lady. Like she's great, easy money when she's there, but mm-hmm. you know, and I'm a little too flexible with her. So I have to say to her, hey, you know, I think we should not pre-book you and just have you text me a week or two before you need your hair done because you're very busy
you'll
you
fit
move.
Her in.
Yeah. And then like the lady's perfectly nice, but I never want to come off like I'm like, so, you know what I mean? So there's also that too. Like there's a way to enforce your boundaries and be professional without
and be
sounding
nice. Yeah, and
like
courteous.
Just scolding them like a child.
Well, because you don't really want to do that.
No, but yeah.
You
right.
don't want to scold them.
Well, exactly. And honestly, I see a lot of people scolding clients online and they post it. And I'm like, okay, like I understand you have a cancellation policy, but what you just said to that lady was a little.
Was rude. Yeah. You honestly like, and. This is just like my collection of thoughts, like from just seeing like cancellation policies mm-hmm. being posted on like Instagram stories like year after year.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't be doing that. Like you could you could post it as like a refresher, but that's not how you should enforce it. Like so don't post your cancellation policy online and then expect people
when
you're mad because you're doing it as a knee-jerk reaction, right? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just post it as a refresher and say like refresher or something like that. Like just a reminder, this is my cancellation policy. No, when you're actually delivering the information to the customer or client like at the time of like when they're sitting down in your chair, that's where I'm saying you need to have them sign a piece of paper. Give them a physical copy, email them a copy as well, something that they have tangible, and also just for record so you have a paper trail. That's why I say paper in hand and email, so you have a visible record that you can say like, well, I sent it to you on XYZ and you opened it or whatever, and I also gave everyone a paper copy and you signed it in person,
right? Exactly.
Pen to paper, you're John Hancock, whatever the fuck I say. So I think that is how you need to do it, because you should never really be scolding people like that online. It makes you come off it makes you come off unhinged and less professional because you're being emotional.
Yeah.
Can't
exactly.
be emotional in business, unfortunately. It's a little, you can be empathetic, but you can't be emotional.
Well, I've seen people basically, because they've posted it, say like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to charge you whatever because I need to feed my family and this and that. It's like, you don't need to say all
They know
that.
We need to feed our families. You don't need to remind
you don't,
them
right. You don't have
like
to.
That.
Right. So there's always so many different like sides to the story here. It's like you have the people that are too scared to enforce the boundary. So then you're getting these wild, fickle clients that come in and out of your salon who end up not making you money anyway, or your boss.
You.
Then you have your cancellation policy, which is great. And if you charge, great, fine. I would probably, in my opinion, be the type that if it's a client, like a recurring client or whatever the name, I can't even think of the name of it, but if it's a client that comes all the time.
A recurring word. Yeah.
I would do.
A regular.
I personally, yes, a regular. I would personally probably do a charge, but then put it back on the appointment when they finally come in. Like if it's somebody that moves. Yeah. It's if it's like a $50 charge, like depending on the service, I'd be like, okay,
we'll apply it to your next one. That's actually really accommodating.
Which I feel like people would be like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll be back anyway.
That's
you know?
Fair. Yeah. Because they shouldn't have a problem with it if they're planning on coming back. If they're planning on just using you one time, like, oh, I'll just, you know, use it and see how I like it or whatever the fuck. Or like, who cares? I don't go to her that often. I'll just, you know, blow her off.
Right.
Those are the people who are going to have a problem with your cancellation policy because they were never intending to respect it in the first place.
Yeah. They just wanted to waste everyone's time.
Everybody's fucking time. Can't get that shit back.
Well, we'd like to thank our listener for trusting us with an opinion and advice. Yeah. And if you guys would like to chime in on what you would do. Would you leave? Would you say?
Yeah. What would you do?
What would you do? Let us know.
Yeah.
If you're listening on Spotify, be sure to take the Q&A. It's going to be underneath the episode description in the show notes. So you'll be able to tell us what you would do right there. We'll get your answers directly from there.
If anybody else has anything they'd like to bring to us and ask us, send us a DM.
Or you can just write us in like crazy salon stories, because I love hearing people's crazy salon stories. Well, I want to read them on air.
There's a lot of good ones in the comments of our Toxic Salon TikTok that went viral that brought everyone here.
But we technically don't have permission to read
those. I know. I'm just saying, if you want to read some.
They could be anonymously read.
Yeah.
But it's more fun if you come and like leave us, like tell us a story that like we can repeat.
Yes. But
like the full story.
Yeah. But if you want to, want some little snippets of ones, go read the comments in that video.
Yeah. Some of them were a little crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, we know you like to save money and we know you love cool products. So we have select products that we've mentioned in the episodes that will be available to you through our Amazon storefront. It's going to be under the featured products list, which will be linked in our show notes in the description box.
There, you'll also be able to find our affiliate links and codes to Juve Beauty, which you could get 10% off at checkout with code BEAUTYTIME in all caps. That's our favorite antimicrobial makeup sponge. You could also get 15% off with Clutch Nails. You could use the code CR-BEAUTYTIME. Those are our favorite nails. They last 2 weeks. Our last code is for Air Hair Care, which is the crystal infused hair care line, where you can get 10% off at checkout with code KDC10, and that's all caps.
The best way to keep up with us in between episodes is to follow us on our social medias, TikTok and Instagram at Beauty Time Podcast. You could also follow us on Twitter at Beauty Time PC, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when we release an episode and you never miss one. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review and rate us 5 stars.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Time. We'll see you next time. And Briss, do you have anything to leave them with?
We hope you keep listening and get yourself some lavender butt wipes and don't cry at work.
Bye.
Bye.